Tonight on Real Ghost Stories Online, is this hotel haunted? A couple checks into a hotel, only to discover they are not alone in their room. Something is lurking in the shadows. Who is it and what does it want? Join Tony and Harper Bruski for this edition of Unsolved Mysteries. Oh crap, wait no, Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm Robert Stack and I'm back from the dead. Lock your doors, because I'll be floating around like Salem's Lot in this mother. The Stack is back, suckers.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And the Stack is back, everybody. That's something I've been wanting to get done. I've been working on for quite a while.
Yay!
We have like the monster of Frankenstein. We have brought the Stack back.
Welcome back, Stack.
And I think we're going to be hearing from him quite often on the show. I think I might actually make him the permanent intro man, where he will intro the show.
Yes.
Just like the old days.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So
make him like replace the whole like this is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Mm-hmm.
And make Robert Stack read it.
Yes, that's what we're gonna have the other. I like the tradition guy that we've had here forever.
Okay.
But no, I want him to do the other part, and I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
So, all right. There you go. How do we do this? We have a really amazing ghost
creepy program.
It's a ghost box that we can just communicate, and they come across that clear now. That's we've gone from to flat out. I can get him. Robert, can you read this for me? And he's like, sure, and he does his thing. So it's exciting. Maybe we'll have a little more things to hear from Robert later in the program today.
Can we bring back the guy from Amityville?
What guy from
Amityville? The murderer? Make him talk.
I don't think anyone know how he sounded like.
We could probably find out.
I don't know that there's any recordings of that. Well, actually, he was in jail for quite a while. I don't know, but he's not a recognizable voice. Right? Everybody would be like, oh, that's that guy.
I know. But we can say, like, the guy from Amityville.
Yeah, I could just, like, put any random male voice and say it's the guy from Amityville, I guess. You know, but
you could put your own voice.
But you could do a lot of things, it'd be very interesting.
You could put my voice and say I'm Nancy Drew.
That would be a fun one to do, is to do your voice.
That'd be great.
I think we'll
make me say, I am now the Squirrel Queen.
Yeah, I'll have you
give
say.
Give me acorns.
Well, we'll work on that. I'll have your voice created in computer form soon too. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to the first story that was mentioned in our headlines by
Robert Stack.
By the great, not late anymore, by the great Robert Stack, because Stack is back. All right, here we go. It starts out I'm not going to butcher the name of this hotel. I'm just going to call it the hotel. It says, I've been an EPP for a couple of years. I love your podcast. Ever since I was a child, my favorite stories were ghost stories. I love old houses and old architecture. Victorian homes are some of my favorites. The haunted tours are always fun. I've done several in different towns and cities. The historical district in Parkersburg is Julianne Square, consisting of about 126 homes. The homes are large and impressive. During the week, I find the time to drive down these streets to admire these homes. There's a lot of great architecture. in this area of West Virginia. I have a story for you. We have a business meeting with some very nice folks scheduled for a Wednesday. Both guys thought it would be a good to stay relatively close in town. And in Parkersburg is a picturesque city on the Ohio River, rich in history. They chose to spend the night at a very well-known hotel. It was a Tuesday night, not much happening in the town during the week. This hotel has been here for more than 100 years, built in 1880 by a wealthy local businessman. It's very historic and beautiful. For many years, Susan Shepherd, a local keeper of all legends, ghost stories, and lore, led haunted tours during the month of October. The tours would start at the hotel and proceed around the town, pointing out other hauntings around the city. Wonderful tours with lots of history and spooky fun. It was not October. No postings were up for that. Susan had just recently passed on to the other side. It was getting late and men had gone out to eat. They had a great meal in town and walked back to the hotel. When they came back in and entered the lobby of this hotel, it was empty. There was no one at the front desk, no other guests walking around. It gave them a weird feeling, but they thought they'd go upstairs to their rooms. They walked over to an elevator. A lady was in the elevator. She was dressed in old-time clothing and hat with boots that laced up past their ankles. Her skin was almost void of color. She was an attractive lady. Gentlemen thought maybe the hotel was having a reenactment of some sort. Where were the other people? Maybe she was spending the night there. The elevators are slow and very old. Many folks choose to take the stairs instead of riding the elevator due to this. The lady said, "When we stepped in, I guess you can drive the elevator." She wanted off on the second floor. We pressed the button for two. Seemed like going up one floor took forever. The second floor at this time was closed to guests due to renovations. The doors opened slowly and she seemed to float off down the hallway. Then they realized you could no longer see her feet. They looked at each other a bit spooked and headed to their respective floors and rooms. Later that night, one of the gentlemen had someone knock on his door around 2 a.m. When he looked out, there was no one in the hallway. No one could have gotten away that quickly. Another uneasy feeling came over him. He said, "Beautiful place, beautiful rooms," but he did not think they would stay there ever again.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't think I would be very good at that at all either.
I mean, like, would I investigate there? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would I probably dig down and see what happened there? Yes. But no feet. Never heard that one before.
What do you mean?
The woman floating down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like something out of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, very much. That's,
I think there's actually a scene from Ghostbusters of that.
The librarian lady.
Yeah, the librarian.
Yeah. That's, I think, one of my favorite. I think that or the taxi cab ghost on Ghostbusters is my favorite ghost.
Really? Not Zool?
No. No, my...
How dare you not like Zool?
I always thought Zool wasn't that spooky. I think it's kind of... No. I think it's cool that Zool came back. Or Gozer. Gozer. Zool. Gozer is who I'm thinking of. Zool was the demon that...
That possessed the girl.
And then the whole story was that she had to be with the gatekeeper. Mm-hmm. And then that would open up the thing for mm-hmm. Gozer.
They actually did bring back Zool.
Well, it is a new Zool.
But Zool.
It looks exactly like the original Zool.
Is Zool.
And I'm lots of spoilers there, by the way. Spoiler alert, after the fact.
So. After the fact.
All right, here we go. We're going to have Robert Stack read our next story for us here on the program, just to kind of see how this feels. Here you go. Robert, go ahead and pick up the letter and read it. Here we go. Robert. It's your turn.
Okay. Tony, Carol, and Harper. I have many stories and always want to write in. However, this one just happened. and I had to share. I have a home biz ever since the latter part of the pandemic and make custom signs and such. I am just a crafty person and love to make things. I am always approached for custom orders that all have amazing stories. My friend, Melissa, who lives in Oregon, requested a really cool commission piece with moon phases. As we were discussing logistics of the order, we were reminiscing about her stepfather that recently passed away and how sad her mom was. She then asked me something I had never been asked before. She asked if I could make a wooden urn for his ashes, honoring him by adding something special to the outside of the box. Of course, I had to fulfill this request and started the task. The box, easy, right? Not as easy as I thought. Working in the AZ heat as my garage does not have AC can be such a struggle. I was brought to tears from not only the frustrations from the heat and issues I was having, but wanting it to be special. Full of love as I knew Joe as well, I finally just asked Joe to help me. I took some deep breaths and with the help of my husband and Joe, we created a beautiful keepsake box for his remains to be put in. I shipped the order, which arrived perfectly to its forever home. It was an emotional gift for her mom who truly loved it. That same day, I got out of the shower and did not have my glasses on. I saw a big black something on my wall. I freaked thinking it was a black scorpion or tarantula and grabbed my glasses as quickly as I could. It was a large, beautiful moth, something I had never seen before and a welcomed critter that did not belong to the spider or scorpion family. It really wanted to be seen. I then said hey with a smile and went on with my day. Later, I went into the spare room. What do I see? Right in my pathway was the same moth, on the floor where I had to step around him. My instinct was telling me to get a tissue and get rid of him. However, my gut said, grab your phone and send a picture to Melissa. I immediately sent her a message asking her if this meant Esomething. She is very spiritual, so I was curious of some sort of message I needed to hear. I instantly received a message back that said, that's really weird as a moth symbolizes Joe to me. When they were wheeling him into hospice house, I was watching from the window crying. This big moth flew right in front of my face and landed on the window literally right in front of me. So, I said okay, you will always symbolize Joe for me. Transformation. Maybe he's thanking you for the box. I had tears as I read this. How incredible to indeed receive a message from the other side. I have attached the picture of my moth as well as the picture my friend sent me for you to see. Thank you for reading this story. I hope it ends up on the show that I love and listen to as I craft. I am a very proud app and would like to say this. I am so happy to see you happy, Tony. You are my fab ghost guy, and we are rooting for you always. Carol, give Buddy a hug and Harper. I won't play with the Ouija board. I promise law since I want to hear the buzzer. The UNKBED.
Bunk bed is what he spelled out there. But there you go. There's Robert. Welcome back. We're glad to have you,
also
alive with us. Yes. There we go. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I'm just kind of like, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
So, all right. Go ahead.
Can we see the moth?
I'll show it to you a little bit later. I don't have it pulled up here at this exact second. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go over to a caller here and hear this ghost story. Hi.
Yeah. Hey guys. My name is Jeff. Used to go ghost hunting when I was in high school. Never did a really a lot of other things. It was kind of our thing, you know, drinking, things like that. Normal kids do, but we were kind of more into the paranormal stuff, me and my buddies. A couple of stories for you. Some of the experiences that we had when we were out. I used to live in Indiana, close to a major university over there. And there are, I don't know if people know this, but there are a ton of haunted places in Indiana. There's lots and lots. Actually, they're actually recorded in the Library of Congress. Anyway, there was close to Lafayette, there was a town that used to exist. In this town, it died around the 1900s. There's a road out there called Sleeper Road. I know it's kind of a cliche name, but right when you pulled onto Sleeper Road from the main road where you used to get out there, it's been a while for me, but there was an old farmhouse. Let me paint it for you. When you pulled around the road, just around the first bend, to the right, in real thick shrubs, thick growth, there was a two-story old house, late 1800s, somewhere in that area, a large two-story barn to the left of it, and behind it, there's an old woodshed. Some of the things that happened in that house, I mean, the spirits that were in that house would get more agitated the more time you spent there. Some days we'd pull up to the house, you'd hear it tapping on your back glass of your car. You knew that wasn't a good day to get out and go look. One time, about 2 days, it was from the year 2000, 2 days before Halloween, we went out there just for a good scare, and we saw what looked like in the upstairs window, what looked like the reverse of photo negatives. Because you know how in photo negatives, the background is white, you know, people show up dark. This was colored the opposite way. It was as if entities were dancing along the bedroom walls and the upstairs, the white, and actually irradiating light into the room and giving everything else a very eerie glow. That was a really neat experience. In the main house, in the kitchen, this place was drawing, whatever was in here was drawing so much energy from this place. In the kitchen, you could always see your breath. I can't say always, 95% of the time you could see your breath. We'll say that. It was quite the experience. Even in the middle of summer, I mean, this house was, it had been vandalized a bit. I mean, there were no glass windows left. Central AC hadn't been invented yet, but this room, it was definitely the epicenter of whatever had occurred, and it was constantly drawing energy from this room. It was quite eerie. A couple more of the extreme things that happened at this place. One time we went out there, and there was some activity you'd see in the barn, not a lot. Sometimes you'd feel things in the woodshed, nothing really that big, but I do remember this specifically. This one blew our minds. It was me and two of my friends. We went out there, and the house was gone. I know that sounds strange, but the house was actually, it was gone. And it wasn't like there was a place for a foundation. It was as if old growth forest had occupied the space where the house was supposed to be. I know you're like, well, you guys just went to the wrong address. No, that's not what happened. We didn't go to the wrong address. We've been there at least 40, 50 times. It was our hangout every Friday, every Saturday. We would go there to write what we experienced. We've had hundreds of experiences. This was not a mistake on our part. The barn was there. We walked to the barn. The woodshed was in the back. We walked to the woodshed. The house was, it was not there. It was replaced with old growth forest. Very often, and I believe probably this may have contributed to the energy being drawn, but there was a little girl in period dress. Kind of like one of the girls from Little House on the Prairie. She would very often come around the living room door, because there were two doors into the house, as was customary for that time period. The door of the main house on the bottom floor on the right, she would always say bye. She didn't wave. She saw us off. But there were evil presences as well in that house. Like I had said prior, you know, you're not, if you heard the knocking on the back glass, now this one didn't happen to me. I have to make that qualifier. It happened to a friend of mine, and I knew both the friend and his girlfriend who both went that night. He was trying to impress her. He got the knock. He got the warning. He went in anyway. Said it was the most scared that he'd ever been there. Just didn't feel right. His girlfriend, who wasn't with him for very long, needless to say, was crying all the way home, and whatever entity with malintent was there actually did follow him the mile and a half home. She was still crying, sobbing in the passenger seat. He got around the front of the car, opened her door, got her out. As soon as he hugged her to console her, the back glass of his car was shattered. I don't know what happened, if it was energy, but whatever entity shattered the back glass of his car. that's all that sleeper road. Now, the other thing that had happened to us, there was actually six of us this evening, and it had been reported that there was a funeral, not a funeral, but a graveyard beside a Catholic church that's very large there that had lots of paranormal activity, and it really did. All six of us there, it was about 1:45, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we were all six sitting on headstones. We were taking our flashlights and messing with these shadow people that were walking back and forth from the central statue to respective tombstones. And, you know, we hit them with our flashlight, they dissipate, turn the flashlight off. And the crazy thing was the shadow figure would continue on the current trajectory that it had about, you know, 10 to 45 seconds after. At the pace that it was already going, it would have, that's where it would have been. So it was interesting that the light made the figure dissipate, but the figure continued on its current course. We've been doing this for about 10, 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, and I hate that cliche, but that's exactly how it happened, the entire cemetery, the entire thing lit up a cerulean blue for about 2.5 seconds. The entire cemetery lit up cerulean. With all of us, we took what we did pretty seriously. So all of us were like, shut up, just shut up, don't say a word. Everybody write down exactly what happened. We all wrote the very same thing, all six of us. There were no headlights. There wasn't a transformer exploding. There wasn't anything that would, it was quite overcast that night with this light fog and a little bit higher up, like 50, 60 feet up, which added to the cerulean color, it was beautiful. It was amazing. I really hope that I experience it again one day, but I doubt that that'll happen. No one has had an experience quite like this. Because what made it so incredibly special is when you have a light source in front of you, like a campfire that's emitting light, obviously directly opposite of the light source, there's a shadow cast behind. I've never seen anything like this in my life, because the most remarkable thing, and we all wrote this, there was no shadows anywhere in the entire graveyard. Everything in the graveyard glue with that cerulean, except for us. The ground, the grass, the tombstones, the plants, everything. I have never experienced anything like that in my life. Hopefully you guys can use this. Have a wonderful evening. It was a pleasure to be able to share this with you.
Jeff, I have to tell you, a man wanders the forest, only to find that the house he spent so much time in had simply vanished into thin air. Or was he just maybe a wee little high and drunk? God knows I see things when I'm high as a kite. In all my years of hosting Unsolved Mysteries, I have never been so freaked out by what I just heard. Seriously, I've talked about everything from Bundy to Amityville, and I've never accidentally wet myself in fear of what I was hearing. Jeff, you made me wet my trench coat. I hope you're happy. At least it's foggy where I'm standing, so no one will notice. Or will they? Everyone will wonder, how did Robert have an accident? That will always remain an unsolved mystery.
Okay, Stack, you can stop talking now. There are children listening. You can't say that. You can't say that.
Hey, Robert, he's back and he can do, you know, he can do what he wants.
Make him say the F word.
No, we're not going to make him do that. No, we're not going to make him do that. But it's amazing. And obviously it's not really Robert Stack because he's dead. We like to pretend.
We like to pretend.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us, let's jump over to this call. Hi, let's hear your real ghost story.
Hey, guys, how's it going? This is Mike from Buena Vista, Colorado, originally from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I've been on a couple of times. And I'd like to relay this cute little story real quick. So my wife and I were camping in what is known as the Buffalo Peaks Wilderness, just outside of Fairplay, Colorado. And we pulled into the campsite, got everything set up, And as I was coming back over to the car to grab something, I noticed this little grave marker for a dog named Max. It said R.I.P. Max. And on top of the grave marker, it said a beloved dog. And there were little things where rocks where the people would write little messages to Max. And obviously it had been there for a little while, but a few months actually, because it was just two months ago this year that the grave marker was made. And so my dog Pickles insisted on laying right next to that grave the whole time that we were there. And there was plenty of shady spots over by where I was, but he insisted on laying 15 feet away by the grave. And so 2 days he does that. And at the end of the 3 days that we were there, my other dog, Bindi, who's super protective of her toys, went over to this little hole that she had all her toys kind of laying in. And she got this weird look on her face, and she grabbed one of the balls and brought it over to the grave and buried it right next to the headstone. And that was just a both great and almost creepy moment at the same time. That you know, there was probably a little ghost dog in our sight, but what a great view that dog has! Holy cow! Anyway, I just thought I'd relay that cute little story, and I really love your show, and I hope you guys keep going for a long time. I've been listening since the first year. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks.
It sounds like the dogs are paying their respect.
Yeah, I think they're doing that. I think they probably can smell the dog.
That's the cutest thing I've probably ever heard out of the ghost show, because usually it's like shadow people, black-eyed children, so-and-so, Amityville, yeah. That type of stuff. But I don't think I've heard something with dog paying respect.
It is an interesting one.
I like it.
I
can we get more stories on the show like this? Because, like, there are children watching, and I also just generally like these cute stories of cats, dogs, and horses paying respect.
So anything with cats, dogs, and horse ghosts in... Please send him in, Attention Harper. Do you hear about the horse that broke the barn down in a snowstorm 1 year?
Her name was Wildfire.
I was trying to get enough time to get the song going. Because you're mini me, you're like, boom, of course I did. I know where you're going with this. Because that's how we roll.
Okay, then let's get this song going.
I stopped trying to pull it up. I got to get the program pulled up. I wasn't quite ready. I was just going to keep telling the story. And then you just jumped in. It was Wildfire. Yeah, I've heard that one.
Okay, we can re-record that.
Huh?
We can redo that so you can play.
No, it's fine.
The song.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll just won't hear Wildfire tonight.
No, you will play Wildfire.
I'll be okay. Don't.
Stop acting like Rose from the Titanic.
Oh, okay. here. Okay, we can pull up over here. You're too quick, child. Michael Martin Murphy. It's a ghost story. In the song, did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
That's like the live version. I don't want the live version.
Yay!
Yeah. Anybody's like, what song is that? Oh, this is the Muzak version. Can I just get the actual version? Whirlwind
by your side. What is this?
I don't know. Is this one that? For whatever reason, it's like not popping up here in regular version. Anyway, the song Wildfire is what we're talking about. Ghost story in the song. Kind of creepy, kind of cool.
Kind of awesome.
So, There you go. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you guys for listening. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person at EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all sorts of extras of our archive. It's all commercial free. Check it out. Help keep us on the air. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Bye.